I could appreciate his point of view. If I was looking at 20 years to life, I wouldn't be laughing either. We need to talk. Talk fast. I'm in a hurry. I figured I had about 40 seconds to convince him to give himself up. Hit him with the heavy stuff right off, I thought. Appeal to his familial guilt. What about your mother?
What about her?
She signed the bond agreement. She's going to be responsible for $100,000. She'll have to mortgage her house. And what will she say to everyone, that her son Joe was too cowardly to stand trial? The contours of his face hardened. You're wasting your time. I have no intention of going back into custody. They'll lock me up and throw away the key, and in the process I stand an excellent chance of getting dead. You know what happens to cops in prison. It's not nice. And if you want to know more of the ugly truth, you'd be the last person I'd let collect the bounty money. You're a lunatic. You ran me over with a goddamn Buick. I'd been telling myself I didn't give a hoot about Morelli and his opinion of me, but in all honesty, his animosity hurt. Deep down inside, I'd wanted him to hold a tender feeling for me. I wanted to ask him why he'd never called after he'd seduced me in the bakery. Instead, I yelled at him. You deserve to get run over. Besides, I barely tapped you. The only reason you broke your leg was because you panicked and tripped over your own feet. You're lucky I didn't sue you. You're lucky I didn't put the car into reverse and back over you 3 or 4 times. Morelli rolled his eyes and threw his hands into the air. I gotta go. I'd love to stand around and try to understand female logic. Female logic? Excuse me? Morelli turned from the door, shrugged into a lightweight sports coat, and grabbed the black nylon duffel from the floor.
I've got to get out of here.
Where are you going? He nudged me aside, shoved an ugly black gun under the waistband of his Levi's, locked his door, and pocketed the key. None of your business. Listen, I said, following him down the stairs. I may be new at this apprehension stuff, but I'm not stupid, and I'm not a quitter. I told Vinny I'd bring you in, and that's exactly what I intend to do. You can run if you want, but I'll track you down and find you, and I'll do whatever is necessary to apprehend you. What a load of bull. I couldn't believe I was saying it. I'd been lucky to find him this first time, and the only way I was ever going to apprehend him was if I stumbled upon him already bound, gagged, and knocked unconscious. Even then, I wasn't sure how far I could drag him.